play dates in our house.
Now, when you have someone come over to play with your kid, the reason you have them come over is so they'll leave you alone. So you don't have to, if they want a snack, they come.
What do you mean
for 5 minutes,
leave you alone?
That they go play with each other. And I don't have to listen to my kid whining that he's bored and he has nothing to do.
So that's why
you should
have,
I play Monopoly with him?
So you don't.
I don't want to play Monopoly. I have dishes and I have the laundry.
So you
and
don't
I have,
have
a baby.
So you invite kids
yes.
over for yourself, not for your kid.
It's both. But it really, it comes down to me. But no, it's him too because it makes him happy and he's someone to play with. But it should. It should take the pressure off of me to have to be involved with them. You understand? With the kids.
So you don't have to be involved
no.
with them. They can go off and play
go
by
off
themselves.
And play. They want a snack. They come get it. I give them a snack. Then they run along again.
So what happens
now,
that causes a difficulty for you?
I don't know. Now play dates have become very stressful because kids have so many problems nowadays. Like they come with a set of instructions. Like their parent dropped this one kid off and... apparently he has a bladder problem or
the parent
he,
or the
no,
kid?
No, the kid has some sort of bladder thing or can't hold his urine. I don't know. Bless you. And so she says, could you remind him to go to the bathroom in like an hour? Like
what's
every
gonna
hour. I'm like, what? What? Like now I have to watch a clock? The other kid comes in. He takes pills. He has ADD. Bless you. So now I have to remind him to take his pill. And it, all of a sudden, I'm a nurse. Like, I have to be an RN charting people's, like, disabilities and
so the
medication.
The parent comes in and says,
yes.
Oh, okay, have a nice time. Oh, and by the
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm. By the way, can you just remind him to go to the bathroom in an hour? What? Like, so if I don't, he's going to pee in his pants all over my house? And the other kid has ADD. Is he going to flip out if
the
I don't remind
The kid should just wear a diaper.
I know.
I mean, how old
but
are
how am I responsible now? And now
are you
most,
talking about 10-year-old, 9-year-olds? 10-year-old,
yeah. Now I'm responsible.
Don't they have adult diapers for this size kid?
I don't know. I think there's an...
Don't bother my wife, lady, with your your kid's problems. Put on a Depends and send them over.
I know. Now
oh,
I
can
have,
you remind him to go to the bathroom?
So now I
send
have
them
every
with a,
hour, I'm like, I got to give the kid his pill or he's going to flip out. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to stab me with a 9-inch knife 9 times, 12 inches?
Send them with an egg timer so that we don't have to be involved.
Yeah. So now it's become stressful. You know, and the other one was like, he's a little aggressive. So you just have to watch him. You have to watch him, you know, if he gets too riled up.
What do you mean watch him?
What do you mean? Like, is he going to hurt my children? I don't understand. I can't watch him.
What are the signs that we're looking for?
I don't know. She says, you know, if he gets too wild, sometimes he hurts someone. What? So now I'm in a mental institution and a hospital where I have to dispense medication and make sure someone urinates. What the hell? Greg and Stephanie's Life is Meaning.